Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
Stella keeps the sun up.
Keeps.
Written by Clothhild Ewing. Don't know if that's right. Illustrated by Lynn Gaines. To my village, who inspired me to believe anything is possible. To my children, who have reawakened in me a sense of wonder in the world. C.E. Mom and Mel, my favorite cheerleaders. May you always have sunshine. L.G.
L.G.?
Hi, I'm Stella. My name means star. I don't look like a star, but I do like to sparkle. I am a really good jumper and super fast. I bet I can jump high enough to kiss the moon. Mwah.
Ew.
If I were that high in the sky, I would visit the sun too. I bet it's cozy up there.
How come I can't do that?
It's not real.
And so I get, just kidding.
My.
I really want to do that.
That would be cool. You can do it in a spaceship. In a rocket ship. My friend Cameron loves to be cozy too.
Cameron, there's Cameron in the class.
Really? Isn't that a coincidence? She used to live next door, but her family moved away. Now she lives on the other side of the world.
What?
Want to know something cool? When I wake up in the morning, Cameron is getting ready to go to bed. So when it's daytime, where Stella is nighttime where Cameron is. Whoa.
Wait. Just like when Daddy was in Maryland.
Portland. Yes.
BFF.
Best friend forever. I wish I didn't have to go to sleep. It's so boring. If I could make the rules, here's what they'd be. 1. Dessert comes before dinner. Pajamas are for all the time, not just bedtime. And 3. On our 6th birthday, we can stop sleeping. My buddy Roger agrees. Why do we have to miss all the fun and go to bed just because it gets dark? He asks. It's all the sun's fault. Roger is her stuffy.
And how is he jumping by himself?
It's a book, that's why. Roger is on to something. If it never gets dark, then we can stay awake forever. All we have to do is keep the sun up. Simple. We'll start tomorrow. Stop licking your arm. You have a paper towel. Use the paper towel, not your tongue.
The paper has a little bit on it.
Rise and shine. I brush my teeth twice as long, since I won't have to brush them later before bed. I put on plenty of sunscreen, and I grab my supersized sunglasses. Now all we have to do is play it cool, so Mom and Dad don't figure out the plan. Do you remember the plan?
Yeah.
What's the plan?
To keep the sun
up. Oh, you remember. Good morning, I say. Roger and I got a great night's sleep. Did I tell you Roger snores? Anyway, we just slept. No talking, so you have nothing to worry about. Uh-oh. Roger's going to give us away. This cereal is delicious. Stella. What's going on? Dad asks. Sorry, gotta go. I'm late for work, I say. I run through the house and stuff my backpack with everything we'll need. Save some room for me, Roger shouts. Better get comfy, son. You're going to be up for a while.
Better be comfy, son.
If we are loud enough, maybe we can keep the sun awake. If we shine lights at the sun, maybe it will keep shining back. If we keep doing our morning yoga, maybe it will get confused about what time it is. If we send it an invitation, maybe the sun will stay up and party with us. Our plan seems to be working, but Roger is worried. Are we going to have to stand in this exact spot and do all these things for the rest of our lives to keep the sun up? He asks. I spent so long thinking about this. The sun drops low in the sky. I pull Roger into the kitchen and pour him a bowl of cereal. Cereal again? Roger complains. Shh, I say. If we eat cereal, the sun will think it's still morning. Let's also give the sun that drink Mom sips to help her wake up. How are we going to get a cup of coffee all the way up there? Roger asks. Sun or bust? Are we there yet? Roger asks. I think we are too heavy, I say. Trampoline? Roger asks. Probably not a good idea. This is a disaster. The sun is tougher than I thought. Good thing we're just getting warmed up. Before we know it, Mom is shouting, Stella, time for dinner. It can't be that time already. After dinner comes a bath, and after a bath comes books, and after books comes...
Nighttime.
No.
No.
Do we have to eat dinner this exact second? I ask.
No.
Stella, this isn't a negotiation, Mom says. I'm counting to five. She sounds serious. Roger, you stay here. Don't let the sun out of your sight.
Was serious on this word? Or was it not?
Serious is right here. Serious. At dinner, I am too worried to eat. Roger is not tough enough to take on the sun on his own. I wish Cameron were here to help. And then it hits me. We have been thinking about this all wrong. I shovel some broccoli and chicken into my mouth and try to find Roger before it's too late. She's eating broccoli and chicken and tomatoes. Maybe mushrooms, possibly. Roger, we have to go to bed now. But we have been trying to keep the sun awake all day. Why would we give up now? He asks. Cameron is waiting for us to go to sleep. If we keep the sun up here, she will be stuck in bed for 100 years.
What?
That would be terrible.
How's she going to be in bed for 100 years?
We better let the sun go then, Roger says sadly. We take one last look at the sun. It has nearly set. Thanks for a fun day, I say. Tell Cameron I said hi.
And then when it's nighttime, Cameron's world is morning.
Yes.
And when hers is morning, Cameron's is nighttime.
Yes. At bedtime, Mom and Dad read a story and tuck in Roger and me. And then it's time for sleep.
And this is a fake.
Mommy, Daddy, and Stella.
Mommy, Daddy, and Stella.
Good night, Roger, I whisper. Good night, Stella. Sleep tight, Roger whispers back. Good night, son. See you in the morning, we whisper together. It's time for Cameron to wake up. Good morning, Cameron. The
Casey the patient.
And
I can't It's time for Cameron to wake up.
That's it. The end. Sun.
Wait, I count how many.
You can count how many. You go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.